HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-K-U-P-D.
Time now for Brady to entertain us all. Call this the entertainment drill. We'll quickly get through this and have a Guadalupe square. Yeah, Guadalupe squares for you. That's right. It's Friday, right? It's for a second there.
Yeah,
my brain
went,
it's Thursday, John. It's Thursday. No, it's not. It's Friday. Entertainment drill and then the Guadalupe squares. Then I go home. You guys have to remind me where that is. We'll figure it all out. Yeah,
we're all falling apart.
It's a long day. It's been a long morning. Yeah, so here you go. It's the entertainment drill brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, home of Tactical Black. And the specials are flowing right there. Go to reactdefense.com, KUPD listener. Check it out. Do everything. Find out which one's right for you. They got it in Glendale. They got it up there in Phoenix, where I go, the House of Brews. And then over there in Chandler with Michael, you can go to any of the locations and get the most amazing training, hands-on, personalized training that's going to help you get through this whole thing. Groups of people doing things together and having the best in the business teach them how. You're not getting that anywhere else. And I'll tell you right now, $129 gets you this training, unlimited access, and that is unbelievable. Test it out anywhere else. Go to the other places and see what your personalized training is going to get you. And don't confuse it with personal training, personalized. It's a group setting. No, it's true. Personal training is different. Personalized training is like these guys are hands-on with you and the group of people you're working all these deals with. You're going to get in great shape, and you're going to learn skills that will save your life and possibly someone else. That's what we were doing last week. Like if you get into a pickle and say, Brady, standing to my left and somebody's armed and going to hurt me one direction. You have to learn how to get that thing redirected away from not only you, but the person standing there. So there's ways to go each direction, and it becomes second nature, and it's so much fun. When the light goes on, you just realize, man, I'm a little bit better than I was yesterday. And that is something I don't think most of us do on a day-to-day basis. You rarely walk around leaving a day going, I'm better today than I was yesterday. But sometimes when you leave that Tactical Black stuff, you're like, man, this is something I'm going to keep forever. You're not getting that on a treadmill, and you're certainly not getting it standing next to somebody trying to work the leg machine. Get it out there and get something done that you can actually learn, be challenged, and walk away feeling better about you, because you will be. Tactical Black, it's right there at reactdefense.com. Brady Entertainment.
Prince Harry is waging war on Fortnite.
I saw this. He's mad about it.
It's
an addiction, right?
He says it's created to addict people.
Yeah.
To keep them in front of their computers for as long as possible. He also thinks social media is part of that too.
Oh, it is.
More addictive than alcohol and drugs.
It's up there. The difference is you can't really Fortnite and drive. I guess you could. But one of the two things you're going to be bad at, and I think people would rather be bad at driving than Fortnite.
It definitely makes you think as a parent that, you know, the kids are, you know, Kirby's right at that age, and Toledo's
is she a mushhead staring at that screen all day
she
long?
She likes the Fortnite.
Yeah. How do you limit her time?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like 40 minutes, right? Max.
Yeah, and then overall computer has a time limit of 3 hours, I think, if she's going.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
In a row?
Yep.
She knocks it out 3 hours in a row?
No, but she can be on her computer
That's
for
it.
A total
so she
three
chooses
hours.
3 hours a day.
Yeah, she can
she
break
can
it
parse
up.
It out. She can yep. do it all at once. What does she usually do?
Fortnite.
No, I'm saying like times. Like, does she do an hour and then go, is she responsible with it or she just shoot it out?
She'll pace it out every now and then. But usually right after school, if she gets done with her homework, she'll get into it there for an hour.
So she's got an hour on the iPad?
During the week, it's tougher to get that 3 hours in.
So you get 3 hours on the computer and an hour on the iPad?
No, she's not on the
iPad. Three total on any electronic.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
That's reasonable. Do you give in every once in a while?
All right, a little longer. No, because that's the way it's set.
And are you asleep usually and she's up at night?
It has to be set that way. That's why I can't keep up. You know, it's like
so she has to log in, and then it starts clocking her.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Yeah, that's awesome. You don't have to do a thing. That's parenting via computer.
I didn't set that.
That's like Stephen Hawking being your, you know, babysitter. You can go to sleep. Hawking will take care of it.
Your time is up, Kirby. It's time for you to stop playing with a computer and go tease your sleeping father.
Jeff Bezos finalized his wife with Mackenzie, or his divorce.
Yes, don't
with Mackenzie. He finalized his wife.
That's a great way to put it.
That's what I did. O.J. Simpson finalized his wife, too.
Whoa.
So it's done. Both are done.
There goes Amazon.
You don't understand, Elon. I was just finalizing things.
Here's the divorce.
I've never even thought of it that way, Orenthal. You're innocent.
Thank you. Damn. I almost got busted. All I was trying to do was get out of this pickle. I finalized things.
She got $36 billion.
The finalizer. Starring O.J. Simpson.
And he's worth $149 billion, so she didn't get half.
Thanks for calling O.J. Simpson. Can I help you?
Yeah, Juice, I need you to do something for me.
Shoot, man.
I need you to finalize.
Oh, I heard you. I'm out, Mike.
The divorce. I didn't get to finish the... What's he going to do?
I've been asked to finalize stuff.
I got to call O.J. back.
We find out that all these finalizations... My wife had an accident.
Yeah.
And through the years, it's been OJ.
But the worst part is, it's like he's deaf in one ear like you, so you don't even realize he doesn't hear you the whole way. OJ, if you could help me out, I need to finalize the...
I'm on it, bye.
The divorce. My wife and I have hit a rough patch, Orenthal, and I understand you like to finalize things. I need you to help me finalize the...
Yeah, all I need is an address.
I'll do it.
Then it's the Hollywood conspiracy, O.J., Natalie Wood, Shatner's wife. It was O.J.
Oh, man. I'm still excited about the O.J. William Tell special.
Put an apple on your head.
Shoot it off.
Nope.
Charlize Theron is ready for a man. She says she needs someone to grow a pair and step up.
This is hot garbage. Because
I'm ready to date.
This cannot be that hard.
She must be awful.
She's dated.
She seems funny. She seems nice, obviously beautiful. No one, and I mean no one, wants to hear her complain about she can't find somebody. Not a soul on the planet wants to hear that Charlize Theron is struggling. I can't find a man.
I've been single for 10 years. Picky.
10 years? Wasn't she dating
she had some weird comedian
Johnny Depp for a while after he broke up with...
There was someone else in that mix, too, that everybody was like, what?
She says, I've been single for 10 years. It's not a long shot, but somebody just needs to grow a pair.
You know what it is? People, this country is racist against Africans. That's the problem.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. And it isn't about the color. It's about the continent. We've got to step it up, America. That's rude. Charlize Theron can't get a date because she's an African-American.
Maybe Larry should send her an email.
God. Wouldn't that be the greatest reward our little Larry could get? So I took your advice I fired off an email to Charlize Theron, and evidently nobody's asking, so we're going out Friday. Where are you going to take her? Well, probably just to the living room for some weed and Disney Channel. I've got the kid.
Hey, I'd try to bang her at home
on
the couch.
Oh, my God. I would do her on top of Megan. Will you move?
This is probably wrong.
Get out of the bed.
God, Charlize Theron is here.
Charlize Theron is here. We have a guest. You're being rude.
You're having sex on me with...
Yes, with Charlize Theron. Put your ego aside for 2 seconds, please.
I like how she's so calm about it.
Yeah, she'd have to be. It would be shocking.
She's on my list.
Yeah, I can't believe, even if she wasn't, here we are.
Yeah, you could make an adjustment.
You could get us something to drink, like someone who owns a home and is courteous of guests.
I can't get up because Miss Theron is laying on me while you vigorously hump her.
Please be quiet. I'm sleeping with a superstar.
Congratulations to Chef Gordon Ramsay. He and his wife welcome their fifth child. Oscar Risotto Ramsay.
Gotta be Risotto.
It's Oscar James Ramsay.
No, Brady. His name is Monkfish. What are you doing? It's not done yet. Put it back.
Honey, you're sweating.
3 weeks early. You're going to kill someone. We can't serve this. I don't want this baby unless it's full term.
After she gave birth, he told the doctors to shut it down.
Yeah, shut it down. What's with all the blood? Somebody clean this. Shut it down.
5 babies in the Ramsay family. You know, I watched one episode a long time ago in the English BBC version. They were trying to get to know the Ramsays at the house, kind of like they did for Fixer Upper. And they go back to the house and like, we're going out today for the lambs. I'm like, oh, okay. And the kids are out there. And it's like,
here are your lambs.
we will slaughter the lambs. I'm like, oh my God.
They did it with a pig. They raised the pig.
Slaughter them on
bit,
TV. And then I noticed that show went away rather quickly. He's in the restaurant helping people out. Then he goes back to the house. It shows his kids how to murder stuff in the backyard for food. Even though he's got five restaurants, they don't need to murder stuff at home.
Now he's got that mobile kitchen and it's a 24-hour turnaround.
Yeah. I'm not interested in that. It's his new hair that he looks like Bob's Big Boy now.
It's the UK version.
Yeah, it's albino Bob's Big Boy.
Finally, the piano John Lennon used to write the songs for Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band is hitting the auction block.
Really?
What do you think that'll go for?
A gazillion dollars.
Maybe Eric's right.
Little high. Little
you
high. Think?
You don't know that. It hasn't sold yet.
It's got an estimated...
I don't know what's before value. Gazillion, but how about half a gazillion?
Still high.
What's the one before gazillion?
Bazillion?
Bazillion.
Bazillion?
Yeah.
That's just stupid.
It's alphabetical.
People, you know, mathematicians, all I tell you, numbers are endless.
1.2 million.
Yeah, they are. We could end them. We're never going to need bazillion.
Zillion comes before gazillion.
Zillion before ga.
Zillion, gazillion, jillion, squillion.
And then Google. I'm right.
See, if you weren't listening this morning, you would never have learned
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
I still don't know it. I've already forgotten.
Zillion,
I know
gazillion.
Squillion. How many zeros behind a squillion?
12, I think.
Because I'm in contract negotiations.
That's your first offer.
I'll go talk
my
to Tripp about
counter.
That. I think you should get a raise.
A
what do you want? Are you familiar with the word squillion? I believe I'm worth that.
I think he's listening now.
Yeah, and he's laughing because he knows squillion is not. Let's take it to, I'll just for fun, let's get it all typed up by lawyers and take it to the brass up north. Here's what John asked for. See what you can do with it. Counter it. I don't understand. It says there's a squillion a year. That's what he asked for.
I'll take half a Google.
Half a Google's reasonable. I don't even know how many numbers are in Google.
What if they do research and it comes back that, like, on SpongeBob, like, Squidward had his own money and it was a squillion. And so they give you, like, dollar bills with Squidward on it.
Well, first off, that means
you've
a fourth grade class is running our company.
You've been screwed.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Gotcha.
You signed it.
Yeah, I would sign the squillion. And then I would turn to a lawyer and say, as an adult, squillion means this. The SpongeBob loophole does not apply here. No, they got you.
I can help.
OJ, I need you to finalize my...
I'm on it.
Oh, no. Contract.
Your lawyer goes, is this a Stanley Hubbard contract? It is. Those are ironclad.
Ironclad. Victim of the Squidward loophole. How many times have I had that problem as a lawyer?
I'm sorry. There's nothing you can do about it.
There's only two S-Q-U words. Other than square. Who thinks of that? Everyone spells that with a K now anyway. The
square,
world is stupid.
Square, squint, and squillion.
Yeah. You'd be stuck with all that money like the Iraqi dinars everybody's got.
Right.
You'd have all this.
It'll be worth something. You just wait.
Yeah, you wait.
Well, they'll be happy they saved all that money when their buildings burned down. It's 9:34. There you go. That's your entertainment drill. And we got the Guadalupe Squares coming up next. We need a girl, we need a boy, and we will square up right next. And I think, do we still have the Chappelle stuff, or are they all gone? We got Chappelle tickets. That's here tomorrow night over at Maricopa. Maricopa has scored a biggie down at the, is that Ak-Chin?
Yes.
Yeah. It's the Ak-Chin down south.
I'm going to go.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I might go. Dougie asked me if I would go with him. I'm thinking about maybe popping down there. So maybe. I don't know. Maricopa still. I don't know. Chappelle's very funny, but he's funny on TV too, and that's in my house. But you got tickets for you if you want to go down to that, and I'm sure we'll find other stuff if you don't. Square, Squirrel, Boy, 585-9800. We'll play them next. It's 98.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
It's out of control now.
98. KUPD.